This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. After 10 weeks on the front lines in Afghanistan, unbeknownst to most of the world, Prince Harry is now going home. The British Army is pulling Harry out of Afghanistan after news of his deployment was leaked online by the Drudge Report. Military officials say the prince would be sent home after serving in Helmand province. British reports scorn the U.S. website for leaking the news that the British press managed to keep under wraps for months. The military had sent Prince Harry to Afghanistan only after the British media and selected members of the international press agreed not to report his presence there until he returned from a 4 to 6 month tour. Harry is third in line to the British throne, and now it looks like his tour of duty will be cut short. Iraq's president has finally given the go-ahead for the execution of Saddam Hussein's cousin, known as Chemical Ali. Ali, whose real name is Ali Hassan al-Majid, was sentenced to death last summer for his role in the Kurdish genocide of the 1980s. Al-Majid was one of three former Saddam officials sentenced to hang after being convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity for their part in the attacks that killed nearly 200,000 Kurdish civilians and guerrillas. Kenya's president and opposition leader have signed a power-sharing deal to end the post-election crisis that's claimed at least 1,000 lives. Agreement comes after more than a month of often difficult mediation by former UN chief Kofi Annan. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton covered the talks in Kenya.
The feuding Kenyan politicians, President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga, exchanged handshakes and broad smiles after signing up to share power. They were under intense international pressure to find a solution to end the bloodshed and ethnic violence triggered by Kibaki's disputed re-election in December. A new prime minister's post will be created for Odinga, a position he maintains he was first promised after helping Kibaki win the presidency in 2002. Kenyans are breathing a sigh of relief, but they're asking if the deal will stick and restore peace, law, and order.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reporting. Some startling numbers now on America's prison population. For the first time in history, more than one in 100 American adults is in jail or prison. That's according to a new report released yesterday by the Pew Center on the States. Using state-by-state data, the report says the prison population grew by 25,000 last year, bringing it to almost 1.6 million. The report says four states, Vermont, Michigan, Oregon, and Connecticut, now spend more on corrections than they do on higher education. The study urges states to curtail correction spending by placing fewer low-risk offenders behind bars. The FBI has begun an investigation into whether All-Star pitcher Roger Clemens lied to Congress about his alleged drug use. Two lawmakers requested the investigation yesterday in a letter to the U.S. Wednesday, rather, in a letter to the U.S. Attorney General. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
According to an FBI spokesman, the Roger Clemens investigation was prompted by Wednesday's letter from Congressmen Henry Waxman and Tom Davis. They are the chairman and ranking minority member of the House committee that's been investigating doping in baseball. In the committee's nationally televised hearing 2 weeks ago, Clemens denied using banned steroids in human growth hormone. Clemens' testimony at the hearing and in a sworn deposition a few days earlier was directly contradicted in sworn statements by his former personal trainer, Brian McNamee.
NPR's Tom Goldman. And Ralph Nader continues to move ahead with his third-party bid for the White House. Yesterday, he announced his vice presidential running mate, Matt Gonzalez. Gonzalez is a former head of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and he ran for mayor of that city in 2003 as a member of the Green Party. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.